You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, and it is Blue Thursday.
Woo!
Proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes.
We're happy to have, first of all, the voice of the Eagles,
Danny Reed,
here with us this morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Danny, you looking good with the chin strap, man. You just knocked it down a little bit.
As far as I know, it hasn't gotten brutally hot yet. I know we're coming up on that, but when we get there, this probably comes
this
off
afternoon.
Yeah, 12:30.
About 2 hours from now. Yeah.
Yeah, about 12:30, you'll go, okay, it's time to cut it off.
Yeah, that was all well and good, but. Yeah.
And we also have Brian Ellis here, the offensive coordinator for Georgia Southern. Good morning, Brian. First time we've had you on the show.
Good morning, guys. I appreciate you guys having us.
Well, we like to establish, who we're talking to. So, first of all, are you from the area originally?
South Georgia, born and bred.
Okay.
Father was a high school football coach here in the area for 40 years, and probably the closest I was to Statesboro was Waynesboro, Georgia.
That's not very far.
Where I spent the first 12 years of my life, and then my dad, we all packed up and went to Tifton, Georgia, and spent some time there, and then graduated high school from Fort Valley or Byron, Georgia at Peach County High School.
Where'd you go to college?
Went to UAB in Birmingham.
The Blazers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
We're familiar with them.
Be real familiar here in a couple weeks.
Alabama.
They got a few good teams over there in Alabama.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I keep hearing about, like, you guys got a Tide sponsorship or like Roll Tide or something like that.
Yeah, that wasn't when I was in college, and at the time we were it was kind of, now UAB is doing really well and it, have finally put the money into it and doing a really good job.
But, funny how that works.
It's not very hard, like any business. If you invest, normally good things come from it. And but when I was there, I used to tell people I play football in Alabama, and they would just assume at Alabama. So it wasn't a lie. And so you had the little ploy on words there.
Yeah, shout out to Go Cats, WCU. We were the only football team in 2017 to score on Alabama in the opening drive. And then they brought the second string out and things got worse. But, for about 10 minutes, we were really riding that high wave right there. So that's my big claim to fame against Alabama.
About 10 minutes.
Yeah, that and watching a bus full of Western fans pull out red jerseys when they got to the stadium. They were double agents, man.
Yeah.
They were actual Western fans.
Now, what position did you play?
Played quarterback.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yep.
The real story is who else was in the quarterback room when he was there.
Okay.
We had some good ones, but my freshman year, our starting quarterback was Sam Hunt.
Wow.
So, okay.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
Okay.
What a great guy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and so how'd you, what was your path? How'd you end up getting into coaching?
Well, I've known my whole life what I wanted to do was be a football coach.
Okay. And then family business.
That's right.
Yeah.
My dad's my superhero. And started as a GA at UAB. Got done playing in 11. I GA'd at UAB in 12 and 13. My first year GA in there, I GA'd for the offensive coordinator by the name of Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, Coach Brohm's become one of the better offensive coaches in the country.
Now, for the unaffiliated like myself, what does GA mean?
Graduate
assistant.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was getting my master's, and my wife was helping me a lot with that.
Interesting.
She spent a lot of time as a GA, doing a lot of the grunt work.
And she was coaching you.
Well, I'm not going to say she was doing the work for me, but we were co-conspirating.
You were a team.
Yeah, right. As a coach,
it's
a team effort.
It's a team sport.
We took our vows and we took those serious.
So we are now one.
Till death do I part.
Two become one.
And so did 2 years of that. In 12 and 13, and then Coach Brohm became the head coach at Western Kentucky University. So I spent 3 years there in 14, 15, and 16.
Wow.
Got the opportunity to have we had some really good players. And, when you have really good players and you got good coaches, good things happen. So we were able to win back-to-back championships in 15 and 16. And then Coach Clay called out at USC, and I got to go spend 2 years with Coach Helton out at USC in 17 and 18. Got to coach Sam Darnold my first year out there. So I thought,
that ain't bad.
That's right. Yeah. You think real fast, this is pretty easy.
Sometimes they make it easy for you.
You also learn really quickly that it's not.
And, yes.
So then went back to Western Kentucky in 19, 20, 21.
Wow.
And then now came here in 22. So.
Well, that's the, we talked about it off mic. When you hire a Clay Helton, his network makes it easy to find other really good assistant coaches. So he already had you in his network when he came here.
That's right. Well, I've been a part of that family really since I was 18 years old. His father was my offensive coordinator at UAB.
Wow.
And his brother Tyson was my quarterback's coach for 5 years. So I've been with those guys for a long time. And to your point about finding coaches, you know, it's no secret Coach Helton creates an extremely good environment for us to go to work every day. And, you know, when you work as many hours and you're under the stress that we're under, you enjoy being able to go and enjoy going to work.
Yeah. I knew we were in for a different sort of game when, you know, the media, you know, news outlets were talking about not only the coach that we had gotten here at Georgia Southern, but they were excited to talk about the coaches that the coach was getting at Georgia Southern.
Yeah.
That's how you know we were entering a different caliber of recruiting right there.
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you talked about how, you know, having certain players makes your job easy. one of the ways I heard Lou Holtz, I think it was Lou Holtz, talk about it. He said, imagine an 18-year-old running down the sideline with your paycheck in his hand.
we are in a very unique profession. You know, we're counting on 18 to 22-year-olds to do things right, and I remember when I was 18 to 22 years old, and the decisions I made sometimes weren't always the best. So
yes,
it's a unique profession, but you know, a lot of us, we wouldn't trade it for anything.
Yeah. Well, and it's Coach Helton said when he was in here that, you know, he adopted 150 new guys into his family. So, you know, it's kind of that type of environment that these are now your kids. You know what I'm saying?
And you treat them that way, and you know, you get them at a different point in life, which I think's really neat. Is, you know, that is such a vulnerable age in that 18 to 22 year old where you're really maturing, where you're really in those years, you're deciding
what kind of grown up you're going to be.
What kind of life am I going to lead?
Yeah.
And it's cool to be a part of that and watch these kids grow up to be good men. You know, it's neat to watch them get to go play in the NFL or those things, but it's what you get the most satisfaction out of is that guy that becomes a great husband, a great father, you know, a productive citizen to our society. That's really what you're looking for.
And that's something I've noticed, you know, top to bottom with Georgia Southern, right, is Georgia Southern's commitment to these athletes as something more than an athlete. Because, you know, they're definitely – there are some schools who, well, he was a great running back, and that's the most important thing he contributed, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, seeing Eagles succeed when they take the pads off, that's really important to Georgia Southern. And I appreciate that because, it, you know, this college is about furthering education and preparing for the future. And this is kind of the last prep point you get before you're just an adult who's expected to just know how to do everything.
You're thrown out into the world.
Literally. Yeah. And, you know, the fact that, because there are definitely some schools who the idea of when you're going to stop playing is never brought up to some of these players, right? Because they know they're going to go pro. They know they're going to have these brand deals. But no one sat down and said, well, what do you do five years from now?
Well, or if you don't go pro.
Or what about
one? Because everybody thinks they're going to go pro.
Or you're one bad car accident or one bad, you know,
tackle.
Muscle tear. Yeah, bad tackle away from now. You got to decide what your entire life is going to be now. So, I appreciate that. It's really cool to see that consistency top to bottom with Georgia Southern, because you guys echo that
program.
Literally, that sentiment is echoed whether we're talking to Dr. Marrero, you know, coaching staff for the football team, or, you know, the provost.
Well, even what came out just yesterday, or this week with the Eagle Nation Collective, I know that Leonard Bevel and Kyle Van Treese are going to be in here next week to talk about that in some more detail. But
great cinematography in that video, by the way.
Of course. This is creating opportunities for student-athletes that get a chance to enjoy what Coach Ellis just talked about, this 18 to 22-year-old transformative time in their lives. But this is a chance to set them up for what if after this I'm not playing this sport anymore.
Yeah. Well, like I've always said, there comes a time when you put on the pads for the last time.
Yeah.
And so what do you do next?
And I remember being 18 and feeling invincible. I think everyone does a little bit. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. East Georgia's Morning Show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. And today is Blue Thursday. Proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction. We're happy to have Coach Brian Ellis here with us this morning, the offensive coordinator for Georgia Southern. And Coach Ellis, you came in at a time when Georgia Southern had just finished running basically a triple option type offense. And you come in, and first of all, we talked about it. What do you call this offense? It's just multiple. It's just whatever it's going to work on this particular down, I guess.
We try to be extremely multiple. That's right.
So how do you make that transition? Because, you know, back in my day, which obviously was a while back, but you had players for 4 years. I mean, when they signed up to come to your school, They signed up to come to your school for 4 years. It's not that way anymore. You've got the transfer portal and all that kind of stuff. So how do you make that transition to the offense you used to have to the offense you want to have? Does it take still a couple of years to get to that offense you want to have? Or with the transfer portal, can you make it happen like overnight?
Well, you definitely can make it happen a little bit quicker. You know, we're nowhere a finished product. We're nowhere where we want to be. You know, I think we had a unique advantage to the fact that Coach Helton got hired in early November.
Yes.
So he got to watch 3 weeks of practice.
Yes.
And kind of see our players move around. And, you know, I was coaching at another institution at the time, but I obviously would talk to Coach and kind of see. And, you know, I think having that perspective and him being able to get to watch them practice, we were able to identify some recruiting needs a little quicker. We also, you know, you got the players that you have, and you have to, one thing about being the coach is you got to use them the right way.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying anybody else was using them the wrong way, but I'm saying the right way for us. So you get here and you got an Amari Jones playing running back. We got a couple good running backs. Let's move Amari to wide out. You know, you got a Sam Kenderson playing quarterback. All right, we're probably not going to be that style of quarterback anymore. Let's move him to wide out. So what we were able to do, we took the personnel that we already had, and we moved them into positions that we thought fit them better and what we wanted to do offensively. And then we got a little lucky, too. You know, you walk in and you have a Derwin Burgess and a Caleb Hood that's already here playing. You know, we needed to add a couple pieces. You know, we went out and got Jeremy Singleton out of the transfer portal and Kyle Van Treese, and we added a couple pieces. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, we're nowhere where we want to be, but we probably are a little ahead of schedule than where I thought we would be at this point.
Well, like I said, with the transfer portal, that's easier to do. And, you know, how lucky was it to get a Kyle Van Treese? I mean, we only had him for 1 year, but man, what a difference maker he was.
Absolutely. You know, our offense starts and ends with the quarterback position. We're a very quarterback driven offense. We're going to, you know, I talk all the time, we're going to look different every year that we have a new quarterback, because what we try to do is fit the game to what he can do. And it doesn't matter if you got great wide outs and good O-linemen and good backs. If the quarterback can execute and get you in and out of the right plays and the things that we're trying to execute on offense, then you're not going to be very good. And so we have always, you know, you watch us throughout the years. I think that's one of the best things that we've done year in and year out is be unique to that guy.
Yeah.
And figure out what his strengths are, what he can do. And, you know, I think some of the biggest strengths Kyle had was he was really, really tough, and he had a really big arm, so we were able to push the ball out on the perimeter a little more. We were able to throw those out routes and those things, and you know, that's what we got done last year. Now learning a new quarterback and trying to see who's going to be our quarterback this year, we're going to tailor it to him.
I was going to ask, is there a quarterback controversy? I use the word controversy loosely, but is there some competition as to who is going to be the quarterback this year?
Yeah, there's absolutely competition. You know, I think, you know, coming out of spring right now, you look and it's probably Davis Brin's a little ahead of everybody else, the transfer that we took out of Tulsa. And then, but really, really excited about a couple of the young kids, you know, especially J.C. French. J.C. French is a Georgia kid from Blessed Trinity High School up near Atlanta that spent 1 year, one semester at Memphis.
Yeah.
And so, which will be nice, you know, it'll be good to have an older guy. And then developing a young kid for the future will be really good for us.
Well, one of the things I've thought about the transfer portal is it makes it easier on the student who decides he's made a bad decision as to what college to go to. He gets to Georgia or Alabama or whatever and discovers he's fourth on the depth chart. But at a school like Georgia Southern, he can make a real impact and get on the field a lot quicker. So, you know, it's helped players show their skills if at a bigger institution they may not get that opportunity.
Yeah, you know, the transfer portal it's a unique deal. It's new to everybody, changes hard on everybody at first. And you know, where I've been so far, it's been really good for us. And not to say we haven't lost a good player here or there.
Oh yeah,
but we've gained way more than we've lost. And I think that speaks to the culture of what Coach Helton has going here is our players like being here. And you know, what we do
well,
now.
Well, and that's part of the atmosphere of Statesboro in general, too, I think. Statesboro takes big time pride in Georgia Southern being here. And you know, and I've talked about it before, the people can say, you know, my dad helped lay the bricks there at Paulson Stadium, you know, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of ownership between Statesboro and the university, and I think that plays well to giving these players a good environment to play in.
Well, I tell you what, I've coached now at a couple different institutions at both Group of Five, Power Five level, and our game day atmosphere, you know, our players, what they get to play in, they walk into Paulson Stadium and play on those six Saturdays. It's a neat experience. And you know, we use it heavily in recruiting. You know,
I'll bet.
I've been at schools that we didn't want to bring kids on an OV to the game. and you're talking about teams that were 12-2 and 11-3 and throwing for a bunch of yards and exciting to watch, and still was hard to get the fan base to come out and watch us play.
Yeah.
Here we really, really use game day. Our players, you know, when you bring in an OV and they get to watch that App State environment and they get to watch, heck, we stormed the field once or twice last year, JMU and App State, and both games the fans are storming the field, and I got recruits that were at the game still there, which doesn't happen a lot. Most times they leave at halftime or they got to get home. Yeah. And they're storming the field with the fans, you know. the recruits are coming up to me, you know, great job, coach. And I'm just like, man, it sends chills down, because when you see that and you see that they're still there, you see that they're active participants, you see that they got to see that and enjoy that moment.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they look at you and go, coach, this is where I want to be.
And
that's a testament to Statesboro and the tradition of winning, regardless of who's been the players, who've been the coach. You know, the tradition of winning here has stood the test of time.
Yeah.
And you know, I think when a player sees that, they want to be a part of that.
You're listening to East Georgia's Morning Show, powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center. We're happy to have Coach Brian Ellis here with us this morning, as well as Danny Reed, the voice of the Eagles. And today is Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Woo.
And Coach Ellis,
I'm here too, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm back.
Oh, and Travis.
Yeah, and me. Yeah. I know it's pretty hard. You got two Brians on, you know, probably on cloud nine right now, but I'm here.
Ronnie
as well.
Spells it right too.
So. Yeah,
exactly,
yeah.
Right. See,
I
a lot
can't
of people don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have a couple of people you need to give a shout out to. That.
Yeah, I'm going to get beat up if I don't say hey to my two kids. So I love you, Zoe and Cade. Y'all have a great day, and your mom will tell you to stop waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I can identify with that.
Mine are
too old for that now. In fact, mine live elsewhere because they're all grown up. But yeah, we went through that phase. In fact, I thought my son would never sleep in his own bed. I thought he was going to sleep with us forever.
Mine sleeps with me most nights. So.
Yeah, so I understand what you're going through.
It's a phase.
Yes, it is. Well, Coach, you know, Coach Helton said when he moved to Southern that he adopted 150 new people into his family, talking about the players. So, you know, you've got those two that are riding in the minivan, but you've also you also have 150 new players that are part of your family as well. I imagine it keeps you kind of busy.
It does. It keeps us very busy, but we all enjoy, you know, luckily I'm married to a lady that enjoys this as well, and Janie enjoys being a part of the team and bringing the kids to practice and watching them play. You know, that's been the best thing about being at Georgia Southern. You know, there's so many, the town, the school, but the best part of this place is our players. And what's fun about what you want as a coach is when you walk into a place, you want, regardless of talent, regardless of any of that, you want the kids to enjoy the game as much as you do.
Yeah.
And our players, they respect the game of football. They understand that the life that the game of football has provided for a lot of us that wouldn't have that opportunity. And they respect it and do it the right way. And what's fun is going to work every day and getting to work with them. And so that's been probably the best part of being in a place like this is you're in South Georgia. A lot of our kids are Georgia kids and South Georgia kids. And what's fun about that is they know the importance of this game.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about it off mic. A lot of people assume you work, you know, 13 weeks a year. But this is really a full-time job because, you know, even during the season, you've got to do some recruiting. You've got to go see players or scout players or talk to players. It's not a, you know, 52 or – a 13-week-a-year job.
No. Well, you know, it's a fun job. I'll never complain about being a football coach. I got the greatest job in the world. But it is very time-consuming. And with the recruiting aspect of it, it just never stops. That's what you know, it never ends. You're constantly having to build a roster.
Yeah.
And you're constantly wanting to put the best football team out there that you can put out there. And so that part, you know, you get that question a lot. Well, when's your downtime? What do you, you know, when's recruiting stop? And, you know, the answer is there's not
never.
A lot. And even on vacation, you know, we get a little bit of downtime. Our vacation time is now, is during the summer, is that end of June to the middle of July.
That's when you go to Disney World.
And we did. Thank the Lord, we only did one day.
Yeah.
We did Disney World. That was my first time actually going. But, you know, even then, you're having to answer the phone. You're having to talk to the kids. You're having to text and all those things. And again, that's our job. I enjoy it a lot. But it's very time consuming, and it's a lot harder on our families, to be honest with you, than it is us.
Yeah, because, you know, you're doing your job, they're having to do without you.
That's right.
Yeah, so you're not helping out around the home, or, you know, when your kid wants to sleep in the bed with you, you aren't there. So
that's
mom
exactly
gets
right.
that
well,
job.
coaches' wives are superheroes, I can tell you. They put on a lot of hats, and you know, to have the right one, to have a good one that handles the home while you're going to work is obviously a blessing.
Now, you mentioned that the offense is basically keyed to whoever the quarterback is, and that's not settled yet. So what do you have an idea of what the fans can expect to see on the field this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a chance to have a really explosive offense. I really do. I really like, you know, it starts up front. You know, we got three of the five starters back up front. I think, you know, we got a chance to, you know, you got to replace the right tackle and Caleb in the center. I think we got a chance to have really good players up there, you know, to give those guys a shout out, to throw the ball 620 times last year and only give up seven sacks.
Wow.
That's hard to do.
That's amazing.
It's hard to do.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we got a couple good young players back up front. You know, I tell our offense, it's no secret who our best player on offense is, and our running back in Jalen White. So to have that guy back there is extremely helpful for us and beneficial. And, you know, the thing about Jalen and that running back position is he's got to do so much. And to be a pass protector, to catch the ball out of the backfield, to run the football, you know, he's an every down back, which is really, really nice. And we got two or three of them now. And getting Terrence Gibbs healthy will be huge for us. Having O.J. Arnold back there is big time. And then, you know, the quarterback position, you know, we'll see where it goes. Like I said, right now it would be Davis Brin, you know, with the experience and talent. And, you know, he's earning the trust of the offense, which is huge for that quarterback position. But to have a good young one, too, in J.C. French is really going to help us as well. And to build for the future for that. And, you know, a lot, and what we do offensively is no secret in throwing the football. We are, you know, we're huge in recruiting the right wideouts and tight ends. You know,
I was going to ask about the receiving
corps. We got unbelievable wideouts. You know, you get Caleb Hood and Derwin Burgess back.
Yeah.
You add Anthony Queely and Jalen Barden through the transfer portal. I think we had about a month and a half to recruit when we first got here, and we signed four wideouts in Josh Dallas and Marcus Sanders and Dalen Cobb and Jet Thompson, and they all four will help us. I mean, and to do what we did in a month's time last year, you know, I take a lot of pride in. I think we, to hit the ground running again, we had a little bit of advantage with Coach Helton being here for the last three games of the season. But to sign those kids in a month are really huge for our program. You know, I think Dalen Cobb will play a huge part for us offensively. Marcus Sanders, as a true freshman last year, did a great job. You know, Jet's going to have his role. So I think we're pretty set in the wideout room. And, you know, you look at what happened last year with all the injuries at wideout. You know, I think we got 8 to 10 wideouts right now that can go out there and help us win a football game, which is
so really, you've got some depth.
We have a lot more depth than we had, which is huge.
That also means that players get some rest. You know, this time of year at the beginning of the football season, first of all, they aren't completely in shape yet. But secondly, it's hot out there.
Yeah, it is hot. Anybody that lives in Statesboro knows, you know, those first four or five games, especially when we get to play at home, we have a huge advantage because our kids are used to running around in the humidity and the heat. And
the other players are literally melting on the turf.
Yes.
And so that's an advantage for us. But we have
you schedule a lot of northern teams at the beginning of the season.
Right. You know, you play Ball State last year early in the year. And those, you know, yeah, for sure. You try to bring those guys that got the nice weather in the summer to come down here and have to deal with what we deal with in the summer, which, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. But I think we got a chance. You know, everybody says, you know, you look at offensively and what we were able to do last year, but this doesn't just happen. You know, and I tell our players all the time, you're not just going to – if you're doing the same things you did last year, you're going to get the same results. If you want to be better, if you want to, you know, take this thing to the next step, you got to do more.
Yeah.
And so we're working very hard and been really pleased with the players.
East Georgia's morning show is powered by Southern Chiropractic and Wellness Center, and it's Blue Thursday, proudly sponsored by United Country Range Realty Group and United Country Low Country Auction.
Yes. And we're happy to have a very important member of the coaching staff for the football team on this morning.
Danny Reed.
Well, yes, of course. Yeah, the voice of Eagle Nation, Danny Reed, this morning.
Spread trips right, H move, 94. No, we don't. Yeah. Okay, you don't want me calling.
We could have got lined up to that. Well, the 94 would have got them. They wouldn't have known what to do there.
Lord, a very serious interview this morning, yes, as everyone can tell.
Well, Coach, it's great having you here. And, you know, a lot of people are focused on the offense because it is such a big change from what happened 2 years ago. So if you had to leave last words for somebody, what would that be?
This is Georgia Southern. We're here to win football games. And however we have to do that, that's what we plan to do. And, you know, last year was a start.
Yeah,
we're all very, very aware that 6-6 is not good enough for Georgia Southern, and we're looking to do much better than that.
Well, and the and to me, it's not the style of offense that matters. It's the W's and the L's. So that's what you're saying as well, is we don't care how we get there. We just need to get there.
As many points as we can score. Points lead to wins, and that's what we want.
Well, Coach, there is another question that I like to ask every member of the Georgia Southern community that we bring on here. And since this is your first time, I've got to ask.
And remember, this is radio.
Yes. So, Coach, what does GATA mean to you? What does GATA mean to you?
Oh, Lord. Well, it's the epitome of what we want to be. You know, you try to be great in everything you do in life, and no matter what it is, you get after that ass, and that's what we're trying to do.
There you go. Yeah, couldn't have said it better myself.
There you go.
That's what we like to call a clippable moment there.
No sugarcoating that one.
Nope. Well, I appreciate it. It means a lot. You know, it's part of the identity of Georgia Southern is what that phrase or what those letters mean to you, and how you take that interpretation and apply it to what you do at Georgia Southern.
And to me, the blue collar attitude, the work ethic that Georgia Southern embodies is to me what makes Georgia Southern different from a lot of other programs.
Well, this is a special place, and my family and I, we've really taken to Statesboro. We've really enjoyed being here, and just appreciate everybody allowing us to be here and allowing us to go chase a dream together of winning a championship.
Well, there you go. What else do we need to talk about? Well, Coach, it's been great having you here this morning, and anytime you want to come back, the door is open. We'd appreciate having you.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.